Zach, could you stop working out? We are live now.
Oh, get it up. Call me Donald Pump. Oh, yeah.
No, Zach. Zach.
What's up?
We are live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Welcome to the Criminally Mental Podcast.
Thank you guys for joining us here at the Criminally Mental Podcast. My name is Cody, or Schizophrenic Hippie.
I'm Zach Taste the Pain Bo Galloway. And here to introduce our show is the friend of the show, the host of the VT Network, Deadman.
Welcome to the Criminally Mental Podcast, where we talk about mental health and the criminal justice system with your two hosts, Cody Green and Zach Galloway, currently both on parole and compassionate release. Now, here's the show.
I have actually recorded that man's voice from this podcast, and now I actually play it on loop while I'm having sex. It's the only way that I can achieve climax at this point.
Oh my God, Zach. Why? Why?
It's so smooth. It's so smooth.
Oh, but okay. I don't know if everyone needed to know that, but he does have a very nice voice. I will say that.
It's out there, dog. Can't know that.
You know what else is smooth?
Our balls. That's right.
Thanks to Manscaped.
Yeah, Manscaped. I mean, we don't want to sound like salesmen here, because I mean, admittedly, we'd probably be pretty bad at that job. But we both really enjoy this product.
Yeah. No, and we were just telling our guests this week how much we love the product, and it sounds like we're being like crazy salespeople, but honestly, we waited a while for a good sponsor and a product we really supported. And Manscaped was exactly that.
And also, side note, if you are ever on our show, we will spend 5 to 10 minutes talking about how smooth our balls are with you before the show. So that's gender neutral. Everyone gets that. So just be aware of that. There's pictures involved too. Tasteful.
There are not pictures involved, Zach.
I thought we were sending pictures.
No. Wait, have you been sending pictures to our guests?
So some other stuff that happened this week is Cody, amazing news, has actually been receiving some awesome attention on TikTok. How much have you gotten to now, Code?
I am at 800,000 as of 3 days ago, 850 as of 2 days ago, and I'm about to hit 900,000 probably tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't really need the full progress report. You had just given me a final number, but whatever. No, but that's really cool, man. I mean, honestly, you've been blowing up big time for a while, and it's really cool to see. You know, I mean, I rip on you a lot, but you're doing great. I'm loving being on the journey with you, you know.
Yeah, and it has been super awesome. I did start this hashtag million by March because I want to get to 1,000 before I have to meet you in person, because I just feel like you're going to roast me really hard if I'm not at 1 million yet.
Okay, so let's first address something. You just said 1,000, not million. Get it together, you fucking lackey. Secondly, no matter how many followers you have, I am going to roast the shit out of you.
I mean, I know, but I feel like if you got here and I didn't have 1 million, I'd be like, Zach, you want to go get some ice cream? And you'd be like, I'm sorry, only people with 1 million followers can get fucking ice cream.
You know, I'm just going to up it by one. I'm just going to be like, oh, sorry, dog. You can't be at just an even million and go to ice cream with me. You got to be at least 1.1. You know how it is.
Like, yeah, I guess I should have expected that. But really, there's some even bigger news. Which is Zach got engaged yesterday, and that's so awesome, dude. I am actually really excited for you. I feel really sorry for Eddie, but I'm excited for you.
I'm excited beyond all. I mean, this is something, you know, I've only been out for a year. We've known each other for 7 years. We've known each other a long time. He's been with me on this journey through some ups and some downs and some really horrible things. I'm so incredibly just in love with this man. I love him so much. Hey, honey, come here. Be on the show for a second. I want to show the people who you are. Or not. That's cool, too. So that's our relationship.
What?
Anyway.
He's gaming right now, dude. He's gaming right now. You can't get him up to come over and see the screen.
We are very – and more important – well, not more important, but probably as important, we have invited Cody to be the best man at the wedding. Yeah. Yeah, and he agreed like a fucking idiot.
I did. And I wanted to point out how much of a softie Zach was for asking me. And he told me that he loved me and I was his best friend and we would be friends forever.
It's literally not what happened.
He cried a little bit too.
Get out of here.
He cried a little bit too. Oh, that's amazing. But no, I was really honored you asked me. And I'm excited, dude. I'm excited to come out and be a part of this. And I'm so excited for both of you because it's super awesome. And it's just awesome to see all these awesome, cool things happening for you. You know, getting off probation, getting out of jail, getting married, dude. It's so cool.
And something I wanted to, because like we have a lot of people who are in similar situations as us on the show. I think you've always been a great inspiration, having a marriage, you know, and maintaining it for as long as you have, which has been always impressive to me. And if there's anybody out there who is just getting out of prison or jail or suffers from mental illness, whatever it is, or if you're just like and you happen to be hideous, there is hope for you. You know, there are people out there who actually vibe with you and will support you and be your partner. I would never ever expect to have met my partner ever in a million years, but I do have somebody who supports me and loves me and is there for me no matter what. So, you know, hanging
there. Dude, you are so much happier since you got out there. You've been taking some time for yourself. You're not on TikTok every 10 minutes posting videos. And dude, you look genuinely happy and I'm so pumped for you. It's really you like settling in and being happy, and you know it sickens me a little bit because I like to see you miserable, but it's okay. I
get past it. You'll let it
I'll let it slide this one time. But I mean, do you have anything else going on that you're super pumped about?
So like I said, I just got engaged. We do have a GoFundMe set up for our wedding. That GoFundMe is in my bio in the link tree. Maybe we'll try to put it up at some point in time here, but probably didn't get the chance to. If you are able to help us get this wedding off the ground, please do go to GoFundMe in the link tree in my bio. Anything you can do could really help out. I'm excited to fly Cody out here, have him there as the best man. We're also having Tripi, who's been on this show, be the official of the wedding. So he's actually married us. We're going to make kind of a TikTok event in a lot of ways. We're going to have a lot of people there.
Yeah, that was actually our first guest on the show, wasn't it? Tripi, he was our first guest on the show.
First. I feel bad because we were so bad at this at that point. I'm still marketably terrible. But, you know, at that point, I really had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I'm super pumped. I'm really excited to come out there and, like, visit you and be there for your guys' wedding ceremony. And so I'm super excited for you, man. And we are definitely going to have to put the link up here. I'll probably have to do it next week. I did forget to put it in this week, so I'll have it up for you next week. But yeah, absolutely. If you guys can, please go donate to that GoFundMe, just so they can have an awesome, awesome wedding day. And we appreciate all the support. But I think it's about time that we introduce our guest for the day.
Absolutely excited about this. I'm a fan of Hot Raven for a minute now. ever since I saw her on your fundraiser, right? It was the fundraiser.
Yep, it was the fundraiser where I announced our podcast. Actually,
yeah, and admittedly, just because she's Hot Raven, but her content and everything, and she has a great mental health content. And something I'm watching. And I know Cody's for a while, so.
Yeah, so I actually, Felicia reached out to me when she was a very small account. And I kind of lost track of her for a little bit. And all of a sudden, the next time I saw her, she had like 600,000 followers. So she really blew up on TikTok. And she does mental health content as well as serial killer content, which, you know, interesting, scary, but interesting. And I love that she pairs that with mental health content. When she was on the show that I did, she talked a lot about BPD. And I know I specifically have some questions for her about BPD. And so I'm really excited to have her on this week.
Now, quick question. Is it pronounced Felicia or is it pronounced Hot Raven? I always get that confused.
I mean, we can ask her. Why don't we bring her in and ask her, okay?
Welcome to the show, Hot Raven.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to have to change my name.
To Hot Raven?
Yeah.
Well, we do appreciate you being on here. And I just want to point out to everyone that all of our socials are in the bar down below. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and OnlyFans, all down below. Make sure you check out her socials. And eventually, I'm just before we get into the Hot Raven cosplay ideas that Zach's going to push really hard, I do want to thank you.
I have no agenda.
Sure, you have an agenda, and it's cosplay Raven.
I just have an idea that I think should explode. Yeah, I have an agenda.
Yeah, you have an agenda. And so before we get into that, I do want to thank you for the mental health content, because I know when we originally connected, you were very nervous about getting on and making videos and sharing your story. And so I just wanted to say how appreciative I am that you took that leap, because there's not enough people talking about mental health. And so I appreciate everyone who's doing it successfully and doing it well. And to Dennis's question, yes, I did also say OnlyFans. She has TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and OnlyFans. So all of those links are down below.
Oh, thank you.
But we do want to thank you for being here, because we don't get to talk about a lot of different types of mental health. We've talked about autism once on the show. We have brought another schizophrenic person on here. BPD is something I still don't know a lot about, so that's why I'm excited to talk to you. But I'll let Zach ask the first question, because we all know how this is going to go.
I actually have a valid question. Thank you, Cody.
Ooh. Surprising.
So, Hot Raven. Can I call you Hot Raven?
Yeah.
All right. So, Hot Raven. My mother actually had BPD.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, it was not – I was handled or managed in a lot of ways, some very dark places. It was something that kind of hurt her meeting the people that ended up actually getting her murdered. And to this day, I don't know a whole lot about it. Even within the ranks of my own family, you know, when I ask what's BPD, they'll always say these kind of bullshit things like, oh, she was a little funny in the head, or, you know, oh, it just meant that she didn't always understand things. And I never really got a very clear answer to that. And even though I've looked it up, because I really wanted to know what was wrong with my mom, you know, the textbook answer didn't explain a lot to me. So if you could you take a minute and explain to me what BPD is?
Yes. So the difference can be very big, because there are over 200 types of BPD. So how your mother felt and how I feel can be very different.
Sure.
But basically, there are 9 symptoms, and you need to qualify for 5 of them. And I qualified for 8. And it has to do with everything from paranoia to abandonment issues, self-harm, substance abuse, and just a lot of stuff like that. And I basically got diagnosed a year ago because people said that it was just mood swings. You know, she just has a temper, which a lot of people say that, oh, yeah, no, you just have a temper. And I can imagine maybe people said that about your mother as well, because that's usually how people with borderline are described. Oh, yeah, no, she's just short-tempered, which is not true. So it's basically... I like to describe it in the way of everyone that doesn't have borderline. When you drop a spoon on the floor, you say, oh shit, that sucked. Pick the spoon up, throw it in the sink. Hopefully you don't use it, and then go about your day. And you're like, oh, that sucked, but whatever. My first response would be jumping out a window or cutting myself because I dropped the spoon on the floor, because I have no way of regulating that emotion. So I either go full on suicidal or I go full on manic, and there's no in between. And that goes for everything. That goes for anger. That goes for just you said I could say everything. So that goes for a lot of people with borderline are also hypersexual, which also a lot of times causes like very self-destructive behaviors and stuff like that. So that's the main part of BPD. You cannot control your feelings, and you also feel them about 10 times stronger than everyone else. So it's a very intense disorder. And you have in between about 14 to 25 mood swings a day.
Oh, wow.
That are that intense, and there's no medication for it. So, yeah. That's the very basics. It's very, it's a very complex disorder. And as I said, it can be very different for how it was for your mom and how it is for me. But that's how I, that's the things I struggle with the most.
It seems like it's one of those things that, and I know you struggle with if I'm not incorrect, or am I correct?
Ooh, I think you're glitching a bit.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
A little bit. You're still frozen, a very weird face, but.
Awesome.
Okay, you're back.
Okay. It does sound like something that, I mean, similar to how people with autism, and if you do struggle with autism, right?
Yeah.
How some people tend to tell autistic people, oh, you just need to behave a certain way, or you just need to, you know, like get your shit together. Or when they tell Cody he needs to pray, it's a misunderstood thing where you literally control over the normal boundaries and parameters that most people would.
Yeah, and it's really hard to control. It can be done, and you can go to different kinds of therapy that will supposedly be life-changing. I haven't done DBT because it's done in a group setting, and I cannot handle that. And that's a whole story. They denied my service dog and stuff, which they are not allowed to do, and it's a whole thing. And that's supposed to be life-changing, where you learn to regulate your emotions, basically. Basically, you have a psychiatrist telling you, don't kill yourself because you dropped the spoon. Don't.
Yeah, that's not the right way to react.
Yeah. It's basically what they do for like a year.
Yeah. So, with
I just also the record and say that was an awesome question from me. So whoever's keeping score, Zach Taste the Painbow 1-0. But go on, Cody, what were you saying?
Yeah, well, I think we're all just surprised that you didn't bring up the Hot Raven cosplay yet. But I do want to say I think that it's really cool that you're able to advocate for all these things. And we do have some people asking, because I don't think we said it completely. We keep referring to it as BPD. Someone asked if it was bipolar disorder. BPD stands for borderline personality disorder. For those of you in the comments who are wondering, I don't know if we said it all the way out. I think we've just been referring to it as BPD. But Zach glitched out a little bit there, but if you guys didn't hear him, he mentioned that she also has a diagnosis of autism. So is there a correlation between those two, or is there anything unique to you as someone who struggles with both? Or is that something that they see a high correlation with those two disorders?
So I also struggled with ADHD. I got diagnosed with autism and ADHD at the same time.
Okay.
And for people with bipolar, BPD, and ADHD, there's a lot of the same stuff. So it's very hard to like figure out which one you have. Autism is, first of all, autism is not a mental illness. It's a oh my God, my English. It's too late.
Mental illness, yeah.
Thank you. It's very late here. It's almost 1:30.
No worries.
Okay, but and also I have not been diagnosed with autism for that long, which means I'm not as great at every fact that I have about it. It's not as much as I have with borderline.
Yep.
Obviously. But I've always... It sounds weird saying that I hoped I had autism when I went through that whole thing, but I kind of did, because I was really sure I did have autism, or not have autism, but that I was autistic, because I recognized myself and some stuff that was like, oh, this is borderline. I was like, well, but this, no, there's something more. But other than that, I don't think there's a lot of things that I feel is very similar to autism. I more connect with the ADHD part with borderline, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was just something when I heard you had both the diagnoses, I wasn't sure if that was something that correlates, because I actually know another person, one of the few people I know with BPD that also has an autism diagnosis. So okay. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. You're also born with autism and you develop BPD. So
I thought you got autism from vaccines.
Oh, yeah. No. I got a shit ton of needles and in school. And then I got autism. That's how it happened. Yeah. Don't vaccinate your kids.
Yeah. Oh, God. Let's not. How about.
Well, it was fun being on with you, Cody, and go back to stripping and sucking dicks. I mean,
After we get canceled this week, oh my gosh.
Oof. Anyone got any good, like, I don't know, Holocaust or ableist jokes they want to tell? Jesus, get it all out of that.
Finish it off right here. Yeah. Let's just put an end to this show. So I actually have another question. I'm going to skip over Zach just to prevent the hot Raven questions for one moment. So I actually have a question because I don't remember you always being on like serial killer TikTok. So can you kind of tell me about, I'm sure it's just an interest in it, but what got you so interested that you decided to start doing it yourself and start doing that research and making those videos?
Well, you know, you could always get better at your profession. And as I've always been interested in true crime and the paranormal. And I stumbled upon serial killer TikTok one day and realized that it's a bigger community than mental health awareness TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always been very interested. Both my parents are police officers, which is good and bad to say in these times, because I know we have a lot of things going around with just police officers and everything like that.
Yeah.
But they are, and I'm still very proud of them. We're not going to go into that. We don't need to be canceled. Okay. So I've always been in that world, obviously, because when you have two parents that are police officers, that's kind of what happens when you like you get exposed to it. That's just the way it is. I spent a lot of time at the police station as a kid and probably saw some stuff I shouldn't have. And just when you sit down for dinner, your conversation with parents that are not police officers be like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I ran out of paper and the printer today and it was real dramatic. Whole chaos at the office. My parents were like, oh, yeah, no, I got stabbed. So I think I've always been interested in that kind of stuff. And then as I grew older and realized that the world is a very dark place, I wanted to understand it, because I've always had this feeling that I need to not control, but understand why people do certain stuff. And I want to know why someone feel like they have the right to end someone else's life in a very, very terrible way.
Yeah.
Everything from like, well, Ted Bundy and like the toy box killer and just the clown killer and just all of that. Not just ending someone's life, but just making a whole game out of it. You know?
Yeah. Well,
if you're going to do something, I mean, might as well enjoy your work.
Yeah. But I want to understand why. You see?
Yeah. You should also look into the correlation, because Zach is planning a trip out here to Wisconsin, and I know that Wisconsin is notorious for having quite a few very famous serial killers.
Yeah, that's why I was so interested when you said you had a head injury. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, so, Zach looks confused because I said Wisconsin. Zach, Diet Canada. There.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'm sorry. You expect, because your state isn't relevant.
Hey now, Wisconsin is relevant. I just told you, we have a lot of serial killers that are from here.
Yeah, that's great. Thing, and it's not a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. But seriously, I do find that stuff really fascinating. My favorite show is Criminal Minds. So I completely understand how fascinating that stuff can be. And one of the things I talked to you about before you came in was the correlation people always try to make with schizophrenia and mental health when it comes to serial killers. I don't know if you have an opinion on that as a mental health person who also does like true crime stuff.
Yes, I 100% do. I think it's ridiculous. media want that just like wow factor, obviously, always. They want people to read what they have to say, and they make it very hurtful sometimes. And a schizophrenic person is way more likely to be the victim of a crime. Sorry, I got distracted by the blue fluffy thing.
His name is Cody. His name is Cody.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cody. but I think it's just, it's sad. That it's always like, oh, the boys that have ADHD, oh, they're the troublemakers. The schizophrenic people, oh, they're the murderers. Oh, yeah. The people with borderline, oh, you're toxic, stay away. You know, it's not true. We're all people.
Yeah, and like with Zach, he's an asshole, and that's just, you know, the way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, I am toxic as fuck. It's part of my charm. So that's a real thing. Real folks, write that down. I had another question for you, Hot Raven.
Yeah.
So I actually have had, still a good friend of mine who has B, and it's the first that I've had with anybody who suffers from borderline personality disorder. And times, you know, like I feel very overwhelmed just trying to handle their day-to-day emotions. And I've come to a point where, as you know, I can't approach them as somebody who I would expect to live within my parameters.
Mm-hmm.
My normal is not their normal.
No.
What's your advice for anybody who is either the partner of someone who suffers from BPD or is a friend of somebody who suffers from BPD? I mean, what, if you have any words of advice for them, I'd like to hear them personally. So.
Yeah, I would say just be very patient. Very patient, and as obviously as understanding as you can be, but also accept that sometimes you can just not try and explain stuff. And especially if for me, I get very angry, very, very angry. And my boyfriend didn't realize that he needed to stop the argument and just wait to cool down. Everyone needs to cool down, because you cannot try and argue with someone that has, most people have anger issues when you have borderline. Because you have such a hard time just regulating your temperament. I'd say if this person that's in your life just gets aggravated or angry when you're trying to explain something, take a minute. Let them cool down, because we say a lot of stuff that we don't mean, because it just comes out. And it's just, we really 100% don't mean it, but we are so full of emotions at the time, we don't know what to do.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good advice. And I mean, I appreciate that just because it's someone that I really do care about. And, yeah. You know, and it's been confusing at times.
Yeah, it is confusing. It's confusing. It's a confusing disorder. It's a very confusing disorder.
Yeah. No, and that's why I have so many questions, because it's also a disorder that I feel like is not talked about a lot.
No.
Like bipolar and like schizophrenia is talked about incorrectly a lot, but it is talked about a lot. Whereas like BPD, you don't hear a whole lot about it.
No.
And usually, I don't know if you see this, but anytime I mention BPD, people always assume I'm talking about bipolar disorder. And so I think that BPD is something that does need to be shared a little bit more and does have some stigma around it and needs to be understood a bit better. And so it's so cool that you get to do some of that awareness.
Yeah, I am actually, I always think it's really cool. I wake up every morning, I'm like, wow, I get to do this. It's really, to me, it's weird that people want to listen to what I have to say, because I don't feel that important.
Well, for some reason, people want to listen to what Zach has to say. So
I know, right?
And he has more followers than I do, and it's
a mystery. It's a mystery, to be fair.
I was going to say embarrassing, but I didn't know if we were on that level yet.
Oh, yeah. We've been at level bad, so we're good. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
So, Zach, I feel like this is a good time to ask. Where's the Raven cosplay at?
I don't know what you just, Cody, whatever are you talking about, dear podcast partner Cody Green? What
dearly podcast partner. So you're not going to ask her when she's planning on doing the Raven pot, the Raven cosplay that you ask about every time we see
Cody
her?
Cody Green, for shame, sir. You are married. How dare you sexualize this young woman? That is
you're terrible. Engaged now, buddy.
That is, sir, I am disgusted, however, not shocked. But now, now you've brought it up. So, Hot Raven, what would it take, hypothetically, to get you to do a cosplay from, you know, Raven from Teen Titans? Hypothetically, what would that take? Bear in mind, Cody doesn't have too much money. So, and that's definitely who I would be borrowing the money from. So.
It's a hard question. I don't want to do it, but now I feel like I have to put something in there to do it, to get something from it. I was willing to do it anyway.
Oh, way to go, Zach, you idiot.
I like to pay people for their work, Cody Green, unlike you, who won't even pay Deadman for being the intro to our show.
You asked him to be the intro to our show. He was your friend before I met him the first time when he did the intro for us. You should have paid him.
And I'm the Jew.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway, hot Raven. I was more talking like in means of like if we promote you doing that, can we make that a thing?
Yeah, we can make it a thing. We can make it a thing.
Honey, Hot Raven's gonna do it.
Yeah. He's so excited about that. Probably too excited. But
yeah, you're getting married, dude.
Yeah, come on.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. No, I'll do it.
No, but yeah, seriously, I think Zach, so it's really cool because the first time I really got to talk to either of you was on that fundraiser I did for my nonprofit. So that's where me and Zach announced our podcast we're doing. And it's also where I really got to talk to you for the first time. Besides like messaging you a few times on TikTok before you blew up.
That's kind of a trip. That's true. That was the first time all of us spoke. I mean, or even interacted. Now we're at such a better place.
Yeah.
That's weird. So Cody had just called me up and you're like, my name's Cody Green. I'm not entertaining or creative. Can you please come on a podcast? And I was like, all right, Cody Green, whatever. that's what happened there. But
is that what happened? Is
pretty
that
much. What happened? That's definitely, your voice really is a little more like, yeah, my name's Cody Green. I'm not creative. But I didn't want to put you out there.
I feel like what actually happened was old man Galloway here didn't know how to do a podcast himself because when he was born in the 1920s, they didn't have podcasts.
Good.
But the thing is, Zach, now that we're here, it's really cool we get to interview people like Felicia. And last week we interviewed Kojo. And we do have
last week it was just us, I think, right?
Was it? Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you were all tired. Thank God we didn't have a guest last week.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
But seriously, we really appreciate you coming on with us, Felicia. And like, I just have so many questions, and I don't want to overwhelm you with all my questions specifically.
I'll tell you if you do. Don't worry.
Okay. Sounds good. So like, my main thing is anger like something that has to be a prerequisite or something that leads into BPD? Because I do personally know someone with BPD who doesn't have like a lot of anger spells, but they did say that they are diagnosed with it. Is that something that has to be a part of BPD or is it just more common?
It's more common. So you need to have 5 of the 9 symptoms. And that can be any kind of mix of those symptoms. I know that it's more common to have anger issues and all the people, all the people I've spoken to with BPD have anger issues, with some things. Everyone's different, obviously. So you don't have to have anger issues to have BPD, but it's very common.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that's like, I know you're saying like it, there has to be what, seven? They have to have seven of the
five.
You had eight, right?
I had eight. Yeah.
Okay. So like, what are the most common ones they see besides like anger then? Like, cause you mentioned paranoia.
Yes.
Do people with BPD have hallucinations? Cause I know bipolar can experience hallucinations. Yes. And I thought I heard somewhere that people with BPD can also experience some of that.
Yes. So the first video that you saw of mine, because someone tagged you in it with auditory hallucinations, which was late, like my first video ever. I had like 300 followers. That was because I just started experiencing auditory hallucinations and I was scared shitless because it was terrifying. So I have auditory hallucinations, not very often anymore. It's gotten better with me, my mental health getting better and me accepting. But yes, you can have auditory hallucinations. Yes. I have not heard of anyone that had visual hallucinations. What just happened?
Sorry, I didn't mean to make a face there. Zach just pulled up his coffee mug and it said, "I miss drugs." I wasn't expecting that. I didn't mean to like distract you there.
No.
Oh, is that what this mug says?
Sure. Oh,
I love that mug. What was I saying?
I don't know. Sorry, Zach totally derailed the conversation there.
It would have been fine.
Oh, yeah, visual hallucinations.
I didn't say anything. I just made a face. That's all. I didn't say anything. I was trying to be super professional, but I failed.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. Now, I haven't ever spoken to anyone that has had visual hallucinations with borderline. But okay. Auditory, yes, they do. I don't know the English word for that, but it happens. It happens. Not in everyone. It's not a symptom. It's just some people do experience it.
So here's a question for you, just because, I mean, again, I don't think either of us know a terrible too much about it. And something that I see a lot in Cody's comments, one, why are you so ugly, get off TikTok? And secondly, they ask him, why doesn't his meds work? Or like, you shouldn't see things if, you know, like if you're taking your medication. And I understand that's not how schizophrenia works. Is there even medication for borderline personality disorder, or is it really a therapeutical thing?
No, there's no medication, which is the fun thing. No, they can give you, so I'm on medication for depression, for example, because most of the time, if you do have borderline, you also suffer from depression because, well, it's a hard thing to deal with. And a lot of people get depression from it. But there is no, you can get, some people do get on mood stabilizers to try and help kind of fix the moods a little bit. But it's, there's no medication like, oh, you have borderline? Here you go. There's no kind of that kind of medication. There's not like, yeah. No, there's not, unfortunately. So you do, you live with it. You can get rid of it. It's a personality disorder. So it's a way that you are. It's your personality. Nice. But you can do, as I said earlier, DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy. Did you sneeze or did you laugh?
I mean, you said DP, so
okay. Yeah, that's why I changed it real quick.
Yeah, I'm contractually obligated to point these things out, Hot Raven.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know. That's why I changed and hope you wouldn't notice, but you did. Yeah, so, yeah. So you can do that kind of therapy that you can get symptom free. And some people do. I personally don't want to do that because, yes, I do struggle, but. For me, I don't want to change who I am because I've changed the way I am to fit other people and fit society my entire life. And I'm so tired of just being like, okay, you need to change because I don't like the way you are. And I'm tired of doing it. There's nothing wrong with going to therapy for it if you do. That's what you want to do. Me personally, I don't want to.
I think you bring up a really good issue because, I mean, over the years, so many things that originally we thought were just so taboo, so terrible, just turned out to be people who actually are just that way. Yeah. You know, I mean, for a very long time, and I know in a lot of countries to this day, people who are autistic are, you know, put in, you know, psych hospitals just because they're autistic and kept away from society. Yep. So I think there's something to be said that we really need to take an active step towards identifying when someone has a, you know, personal borderline personality disorder or something like that. They can't just act right. And we as a society need to kind of get it together and understand yeah. these are just these people, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree with you.
Well, and that's the cool thing about us being able to talk about mental health and the criminal justice system. And we talk about addiction and stuff on here too, is there's so much miscommunication, misunderstanding around those things in particular. You know, having a mental illness doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
Doesn't mean you'll ever do anything bad in your life. And I could never understand what it's like to live with autism. But you see a lot of that, like trying to make people conform with people with autism. And so that really is something that I've noticed. I have my aunt was autistic. And they were always, you know, pushing her so hard to be, like Zach said before we came in the live today, they would tell her, you got to behave and you have to like do everything a certain way. She can't. And it's like the sooner we realize that some people aren't going to be able to live up to society's standards of like the way we act and the way we do things, the better place it'll be for like everyone who struggles with different things. Because let's be honest, as these generations get old, the more we have mental illness and disorders like this. I mean, can you blame Gen Z and millennials for constantly dealing with depression and anxiety and all the shit they deal with when we grow up in a world where everything's just so fucked up?
Yeah, no, I 100% get it. And I think it's sad that some people are still like, oh, you can't talk about mental illness. Don't do that because people are going to view you differently. You have to hide it.
Yeah.
No, you go to therapy. You can't say that.
My comments recently, I've actually had people, there was the video I had where someone told me they saw something that I was hallucinating and I basically was crying. Like it was a very embarrassing video to post, but Zach made a stitch of it. And some of the comments on his stitch were like, well, if that's going to trigger me, shouldn't be on the internet. I'm like, what? You really think I should just quit the internet because y'all can't just not be assholes about my schizophrenia? Like people actually think stuff like that, and it blows my mind.
If you're the type of person that really thinks like that, you're also the type of person that's gonna like blame a rape victim for dressing a certain way.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's the same fucking mindset. It's like, no, you need to adhere to this, you know, this terrible standard.
Yeah.
And I think one of the cool things we get to do on this show a lot is we bring in people who are successful in their own right, such as you, Hot Raven. And we get to show that, you know, yeah, we're all fucked up people by every definition. Literally, society probably would have nothing to do with this. And all of us are fairly successful in our own right. And I think it's really important that people see that.
Yeah.
To bring more light to people who are out there. I've actually spoken to other creators in private, said things to me like, oh yeah, well, you know what? I actually have that same diagnosis. Or, oh, you know what? I actually did some jail time too. They're so fucking afraid to come out and say that. There's this image of this, like, if you are someone who's popular on social media or whatever, you have to be flawless and you have to be perfect. And we need to do everything we can to get the fuck rid of that because none of us are. And for every young man, woman, or non-binary monarch that is watching our show needs to realize that even though you're that fucked up and we're all that fucked up, it's okay. You can still be really successful.
Especially with my disorder, one of them, the borderline, I have a lot of them, I realize now. One in three people will try and end their life, and one in 10 will. Were you going to ask that?
No, I was going to say that's the same statistic for schizophrenia too.
Yeah.
10% of people with schizophrenia will take their lives. So that's really interesting. I didn't know that about BPD.
Yeah, it's 50% higher than the average population suicide rate, which is, it's so sad. But I still have days and moments where I am extremely suicidal. And I had... a while back when I was in the psych ward, where I was obviously very suicidal, And if I had someone on TikTok like us talking about it's okay, like you said, Zach, like it's okay to be fucked up. You can still live a good life, you know, it's okay. That's why I really look up to what you guys do, because I think it's great that we can just show people that we're not alone, you know, and it's okay. Cool. And some days are going to be shitty as fuck. And some days are going to be really, really, really good if you are bipolar and you're in a manic episode or whatever. But you're going to get through all of those mood swings and all those setbacks because you're stronger than most people, because you do have to deal with this as well. And just, I think it's great. I don't know. That was a weird
there. But I mean, we really appreciate it. I mean, it's something that we both feel really, really closely tied to, and it's kind of our mission statement here to normalize, you know, and talk about these issues along with criminal justice and stuff like that. And to the person out there, if you're suffering from literally anything that is putting you in the category of mental illness, or you're an ex-con or whatever the fuck it is, we're going to let you in on a big secret. And that's, people without a record or some sort of mental diagnosis are usually boring as fuck. And that's an actual scientific fact.
That's an actual scientific fact. And they will try to shame you into being as boring as they are 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But we're here to prove that you can do whatever the hell you want. Okay, maybe to an extent. But you can be yourself and seriously still be successful and do the things you want to pursue. I don't think any of us thought we would be doing this here today.
Oh, God, no. Absolutely not.
And the weirdest part about it is, once you get into the swing of things, whatever, and we've seen this across the board from a lot of people we've interviewed, regardless of what their particular trade is, if it's, you know, an actual like Team Tripi who has turned his autism into making him excel the fuck at in his career because he's so popular, you know, or the fact that when I have anxiety and I have my panic attacks or my PTSD, that's when I do a lot of times. And with coaching, you can actually turn this bullshit that you deal with on a daily basis into something that will propel you into success. So don't.
Yeah. Well, and then
I blacked out for a minute there. What did I say?
You blacked out for a minute. And that's the thing that I love to do, is people give me so much shit for sharing my actual videos of me having hallucinations. But like, how better show schizophrenia? Like, seriously, when I can actually talk about what I'm struggling with versus showing it, I'm going to show it because it helps people better understand. And I just feel like there's such an educational component to that, that is so beneficial for someone who's never been around someone with schizophrenia or someone who's like has a diagnosis like that. And I love being able to connect with like people like you guys who do that in their own way. Felicia, you with BPD, and then Zach, you with prison. Like, you guys really open up your lives to, I mean, we all do. We open up our lives to scrutiny about things in our past and stories that, you know, we probably at one point said we were never going to tell anyone.
Yeah. Oh God, yes.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff that I'm not proud of, but that I've realized this is really important to share, because there's a lot of other people out there that are just doing things that I'm not proud of, but you know, it can get better. You can get better, you know?
Well, the beauty of having everything out in the open, like with what we do, even though it's fucking hard. And I mean, it's still hard for me. You know, I get a lot of and DMs every day, and I'd say like 40% of them are along the vein of either transphobia, homophobia, calling me a liar, or you know, some sort of weird death threat. Those are going to happen. And when those start, like if you're thinking about doing this sort of thing to help yourself, you know you're doing the right thing when people start giving you shit.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's really, if you're not getting shot at, you're not doing your job right.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, but got to be prepared for that, because people are really shitty about this sort of thing.
Yeah, they are. I don't really actually care when people are shitty to me, because I was bullied my entire life, and I learned to shut off, and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I get triggered when they go after other people.
Yeah.
You know, when they did that to your video, I stitched it too, and I put it on my page.
Oh, and I saw it. I got a lot of stitches of that video.
Yeah, which is good because that person needed to be put in their place. You don't see that. I was so mad when I saw that.
And yeah, I got a bit triggered at that too.
Yeah, but when people go after other people, I don't like that. I don't sit back and just, cool. And then you keep scrolling. I'm always going to do something about it. And I saw one girl, I posted a video earlier this week, or was it a couple of days ago about, it was today. Oh my God. About if a girl says that she is a virgin after she was raped, she is, you know, because if something's stolen from you, it's still yours. If you give it away, it's not yours anymore. You know, because I saw a girl that was victim blamed and I was not having it. I was like, I'm not going to sit back and not say anything about this.
Well, and I think the cool thing is whether you're, a prison advocate, a mental health advocate, advocates for domestic violence, whatever, protecting victims and being part of being a good advocate is sticking up for everyone in that community. Anyone who's struggled with mental health, anyone who's been to prison, like sticking up for the people that have been through the same struggles. And so that's why when you see me do duets of videos, it's almost always mental health related. And it's because I want to stand up for the people who I know would stand up for me in those situations and have proven time and time again that they will stand up for me. And you see the same thing with a lot of prison TikTokers, too. If someone comes after one prison TikToker, they are going after all of them.
So yeah, you're screaming.
Yeah, just a fair warning. If you were thinking about going after a prison TikToker with some bullshit, I've seen how that ends, and it is not pretty.
It's a tight-knit community.
Yeah. But it's amazing we can have those communities, you know?
Well, those communities are so important, especially with the sort of stuff we're talking about. The people, our people are the people who are truly on the fringes of every society. You know, the people who, you know, are other people warn about because they have this diagnosis or they've spent time in prison. And even, you know, more so, like, okay, so a while ago, I told my story about I'm a male rape survivor. I was raped by another male at one point in time in my life. That led me up to so much bullshit. I mean, like, my inbox was flooded with probably like 30 to 80 DMs a day, just either one telling me I'm a liar, I'm a faker, I enjoyed. But then I got like four or five other guys who came and said, like, listen, man, I am too, and I've been terrified to talk about this shit. Mm. And just for those guys, it really, really, it made it worth it for me. To realize there's other people out there who suffer with the same struggles and the same things that have happened.
Yeah. And I'm incredibly sorry that happened to you. But I'm extremely proud of you for talking about it, especially because you are male. And that is even more taboo to talk about, you know? And sorry, I didn't even ask. That's so rude of me. I do this every single time. I just assume people's genders, and I need to stop doing that.
That's fine. It's totally fine. My pronouns are he, him. Okay. I usually refer him as,
Okay. Great. I'm sorry. I keep doing that, and I feel so bad for it. It's not because I forget.
It's fair.
I need to be better with it. And it's more taboo to talk about if you are a male that was just a victim. And my boyfriend talks a lot about that when I go on, because I was raped by, I hope they're, okay, actually, I don't care if they're here. If they're here, hi, nice to meet you again. my ex-boyfriend's best friend, he was supposed to take care of me. And he used me and I was raped and no one in our friend group believed me. Yeah, and they defended him and told me I was a liar, you know? And when I say that, and my boyfriend obviously believes me, but he says that, yeah, that's really sad. And then I go on like, oh, all men are trash and they, all just women get raped and stuff like that. And he's like, well, no, males do get raped too. Mm. And it's really, really sad and you need to remember that. So I'm really glad that you're talking about that because that is so important.
Well, it's hard for me. One of my first experiences, I went to a rape survivor group I was invited to, as it was a meeting, kind of like an AA sort of thing. It was all women, and I was not received very well, to be totally honest. It was not a good experience, and I walked away from it feeling so alone and so battered. And that's when I realized that this is a topic that needs to be discussed. Like, if it's such an accepted thing for me to be able to sit in a room and say, this is something that happened to me, and have the unanimous response to be, get the fuck out of here, then, like, that's, like, it's definitely a topic that needs to be discussed.
Yeah, it 100% is. And I'm, again, really proud of you for talking about it. Because it's hard. It's really hard. It is. It sucks so bad.
It is. And, you know, the worst part about it is, before it happened to me, I can honestly say that I didn't have nearly enough empathy as I would have towards a woman talking about the issue. I admit that. I fully admit that when I would hear about it in the news or in topical conversations, because it didn't affect me as a man, I wasn't that interested. Sure, I would say things like, that's terrible. That shouldn't happen. Yeah. But, you know, when you walk away from something as, you know, a real rape survivor, you realize the seriousness of that situation in our society and how it needs to be addressed on all ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, 100%. It does. And it's, yeah, I can't say enough. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Hot Raven. I appreciate that.
I'm proud of both of you guys. Seriously, it's something I have no idea about. That's why I was just kind of letting you guys go there, because it's something I personally know nothing about. I can't say anything about it, but I feel so terrible. Like, I don't know how better to help people that have been through that sort of struggle. That seems like the worst trauma to take away someone's, like, I don't know. It's so rough to, like, hear stories about that. And so I just try to sit back and listen. I appreciate you both sharing that. I really do.
Well, that's what being an ally is, Cody. I mean, for everyone listening, and Hot Raven, I think you'd agree with this. If you're someone who has an experience to yourself and you have a friend who is a rape survivor, the best thing you can do sometimes is just shut up and be there with them as they experience what they're experiencing, and not discount their emotions or try to fix it, because nothing you can say will ever fix it.
No, won't make it go away. And being a good friend is just listening, wholeheartedly listening and saying, that sucks, and I will always be here for you. And, if you want to talk about this 50 times in a day, I'll still be here. You know, it's what you can do best. And I'm so glad that you have never had to experience that, Cody.
I absolutely am too. And I absolutely do feel for you guys. And you both know that if you ever need to chat, I am always here. Yeah. Shut up, Zach. But honestly, Raven, thank you. I said Raven. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Do I need to change my name?
You might have to now. Because you just said it so many times.
Yeah. Do I look like a raven?
You definitely look like the character.
I'm Raven. Yeah. That's gonna be my stripper name. That's gonna be my stripper name now.
There you go. That's perfect. Well, Raven.
On my next merch, Raven. Thanks to you. It was like, I'll put your username on there.
I love everything about this so much.
Seriously though, we really want to thank you for coming on here today and talking to us about all of this stuff, a lot of which, you know, we did not plan to discuss, but I love that. That's what I love about this show, is being able to talk about stuff we didn't think we would get to. Everyone, be sure to follow her on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and OnlyFans. All the information is down below. Seriously, we really appreciate you being here. And also, guys, do not forget to check out our sponsor, Manscaped.
I'm definitely going to order my boyfriend some. 100%.
Nice. And in addition, don't forget, I have the GoFundMe for the wedding in my link tree in my bio on TikTok. So if you can help, please do.
Yes, let's get Zach the biggest and bestest wedding ever. He definitely deserves it. And seriously, I appreciated this conversation so much tonight.
I did too. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun. And so I learn so much every time I talk to you guys.
You are more than welcome back on the show, Hot Raven.
Thank you. I'd love that. I'd love that. It's 2 in the morning, so.
All right. Well, we are going to let you go so you can get some sleep. Okay. Zach, any final words for the people?
No, not tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's how we're ending it. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good night.